A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your New York Yankees are chasing another championship. Talk Yankees baseball with the fans at 888-808-1019. The WFAN phone line is powered by Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus presents the biggest summer in UFC history.
Tommy Lou Gehrig.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
I've been working nights.
Tommy the legend.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on the Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. Let me first start off by saying this. Nothing is over yet in the American League East. I know the Rays have been playing great baseball, and the Red Sox, up until recently, were as hot as any team we've basically ever seen in the history of baseball. But nothing is over. A 5-6 game lead can evaporate in a week. Last time I checked, there's still more than a week left in this baseball season. In fact, earlier this year, going into Memorial Day, the Rays looked like they were building this insurmountable lead over the Yankees in the division. And fast forward about a week or so later, and the Yankees were in first place. And then all of a sudden, the Rays were back in first place. And now, yes, they have their largest lead since then in the division. But the Yankees proved back then that one hot week and one cold week from the Rays, things can change rather quickly. Now, all you can do is farm your own land, and I brought this up the other night here on After Hours. The Yankee schedule is very advantageous for them, starting with the Mariners, who have completely quit on the season. They are hideously bad. I mean, they are just absolutely gutless, a loser team. They're not going to score any runs in this series. The Yankees are going to sweep them. I mean, the fact that it was even dicey at one point in this game, where the Mariners had two hits, and they're up 1-0. But at no point as I'm watching the game, though, even though it was getting late, did I think the Yankees were going to lose. I don't think they're going to lose any game in this series. And the thing about the schedule coming up, it sets up quite nicely for the Yankees, as they are going to face three teams in four straight series. So Toronto twice, Baltimore, and then this series against Seattle. That's three teams that are all under 500. So the next four series for the Yankees, they are facing teams under 500. So that is a stretch where the Yankees can get fat. And all they can do is farm their own land. But if Tampa slips just a little bit, we could be sitting here in a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, and we could be talking about a much different story with the American League East. Nothing is over, far from it. And remember, the Yankees still have games left against Tampa. They still have games left against Boston. They still have games left against Houston. So the schedule will tighten up a little bit after this easy part of it. But this is a situation where the Yankees can take full advantage of it. Now, the offense is painful to watch at times. Painful. And they seem to have a formula where they can't hit any starting pitching, but as soon as you get to the bullpen, the Yankees take advantage. Listen, I think if you're a Yankee fan right now, you don't care what inning they score in, as long as they can put up 2, 3, 4 runs a night, because this is a championship rotation that the Yankees have. It's the best rotation and the best pitching staff top to bottom that they have had since the dynasty years in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, early 2000s. That's how good it is. That's how great it is. It is championship worthy. And when you get the type of performance that the Yankees have been getting from Ryan Weathers as of late, it only adds to how special this entire pitching staff is. And it gives Aaron Boone so many options when he gets to October, because you're going to move guys like Warren, Weathers, Luis Gil, who's starting a rehab assignment, Clark Schmidt, who's on the way, Rodon, who's on the way. There are many more arms that are going to be up here sooner rather than later. You know, everybody talks about the Dodgers and the strength of their pitching staff and how they have so many guys that they could throw at you. And guys that aren't even in the rotation and won't even be in the postseason rotation that can be top three starters for a lot of teams in the sport. Well, the Yankees are the same way. I mean, Carlos Rodon is an all-star. Eh, not every year, but he's been an all-star, and he wouldn't even pitch in a wild card series for the Yankees. The Yankees can go toe-to-toe with anybody in baseball when it comes to the pitching. The key, and it sounds like a broken record, but it is. I mean, but it's the fact of the matter, and that is the offense needs to wake up, and only a little bit. They don't have to score 10 runs, nor are they going to score 10 runs, especially when you get to the postseason. It's not about scoring 10 runs in October. It's about timely hitting. That is the key to success when you get to the postseason. And we're going to find out. And not really whether Judge or Stanton, because that's been... when Judge comes back, when Stanton comes back, when Bellinger comes back. Look, the fact still remains that the Yankees have to get clutch hits. I mean, Aaron Judge still has to exercise a lot of demons in the postseason. Bellinger still has to exercise a lot of demons when it comes to October. We have not seen Garcia in this setting in the postseason. We have not seen Lombard in that setting in the postseason. So they are like wild cards. You don't really know what you're going to get out of them. So whether or not the Yankees get these big bats back or not, and I mean Bellinger will be, but as far as Stanton, I know he's running the bases, but until I see him in uniform and in a game, I'm going to remain skeptical. And as far as Aaron Judge, until we get the, hey, he has been cleared for full baseball activity, as far as I'm concerned, wake me up when Aaron Judge is back, because it's all hot air and all talk and all promises more than and bold statements like he's Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator, I'll be back. Until we see Stanton and Judge take the field for the Yankees in uniform for an actual game, I'll believe it when I see it. But either way, it's about getting those clutch hits. But I know in baseball, and I hear it all the time with fans where this is over and this is insurmountable and this is a hill that we're not... I know you're probably not paying attention to this, and I don't blame you, but take a look what's going on in the American League Central. The Tigers were basically in the basement not too long ago. They traded away arguably the best pitcher in the sport, and they're sitting now 2.5 games back in the division. The Astros were, I believe, 20-31 or 30-40. They were 11 games under 500 earlier in the year, the Astros, and now they're in first place. The Red Sox were looking like a team that was going to sell, and they went on an all-time heater. The Phillies fired their manager. They were awful at the start of the year. Look at what they're doing now. The Dodgers have been awful for well over a week or so. Baseball is a funny game. It's a long season. It's a marathon. And I think too many times people are ready to say or declare something is over. Nothing is over yet. As hot as the Rays are right now, they can be equally as cold down the stretch. And say what you want about Aaron Boone-led teams and their struggles in October. That has been well documented. But as far as the regular season, it is very formulaic. There is a pattern. Hot starts, and if you look at this year, check, hot start. The infamous Boone June swoon, take a look at this year. Same thing, check. And then at the end of the year, when Aaron Boone is your manager, you usually finish strong. Well, the Yankees are now nearing the stretch run of the season, you know, the final month and a half. which makes me think that they're going to go on a hot streak. And when I look at the upcoming opponents, starting with Seattle, who is they are just so bad. I mean, pack it in at this point. I mean, it's hideous to watch. With the expectations that they had, they'll score three runs, maybe, in this series. They're awful on the road, the Mariners. They're awful everywhere, but they're awful on the road. And this is, they've quit. They know they have no shot in the division. And I know I say that on the heels of saying that things can change, but they have just they've been rotten, really, all year. And they've had that division has been right around 500. If they actually had a good year, they could have ran away and hid because the opponents have just been so awful. This feels like a team that had high expectations. You get to August and, you know, you pack it in. This is a ready-made-to-order team for the Yankees. And look, you're going to get Toronto twice now, and you're going to get Baltimore in your next four series. All under 500. That is a golden opportunity for the Yankees to pounce. And everybody wanted to crown the Red Sox a week or so ago, and now they're starting to scuffle. And we're going to find out what they're made of. Look, they were never going to continue at the pace they were playing at. Nobody can play at that type of clip for another month or two. It's impossible. They were going to bottom out a little bit. We'll see how bad that bottom out is. But look, the Yankees obviously want to stay ahead of Boston, but I would still be looking at the division. I would not be waving the white flag. I would not be saying it's over. And all you could do is worry about what you can control, which is beating the opponents that are in front of you. If Tampa doesn't lose another game, then yeah, you tip your cap. But we know baseball. In all likelihood, Tampa's going to go through a stretch here where they're going to lose some games. And that's where the Yankees need to pounce. And I don't see this pitching going anywhere. In fact, I think it's going to get only better and better and better once they get more starting pitching back that they can gravitate towards the bullpen. And then everybody will have a little bit less stress on their plate, less innings, and it will allow the bullpen to be in a situation where they have a lot more gas in the tank when they get to October.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
This pitching is so great that you might even be able to squeak by if the offense does. You might be able, and when I say squeak by, to get to the World Series and win a championship, because that's how dominant it is. You're not asking for much here. You just need timely hitting. That's all you need. It's like the pitching will take you home. You just need a little sliver of the pie to be eaten by the offense. That's it. We're not asking you to eat the whole cake. Just a little slither. By the way, the other day I had this beautiful pie. It was like peanut butter. It had like a cookie crust in it. It had like fudge on the top of it. It was unbelievable. And typical with my wife, she's like, oh, we'll get something. We'll split it. And then meanwhile, I have about 16 bites of it. She has one bite of it. And she's like, I'm full. Well, how is that a split? 16 to 1. In what universe is that splitting it? And she's the slowest eater in the history of the planet. I mean, honestly, the waitress or waiter will come up literally 14 times. They're putting chairs on the table, wrapping up for the night. And she's like, they're like, are you still working on that, ma'am? And she goes, yes, I am. I go, it's starting to grow hair, the food. I'm going to start charging it rent. Can you get a doggy bag? Can you give up? I know I'm talking about not waving the white flag, but at dinner, I need you to wave the white flag. Get a doggy bag so we can go home. But yeah, we split dessert, and meanwhile, and this is where I get the fat stomach and the fat round face. But with the Yankee offense, they just have to eat a little piece. They have to be like my wife. They have to eat a little slither of the pie. That's it. They don't have to eat the entire pie. I could be the Yankee pitching staff where I eat the entire cake. Remember those, do they still make those marshmallow Entenmann cakes? Because I used to love those back in the day. And I haven't had Endemans in forever. They have an aisle at the end of the, or they have a display at the end of the aisle. I'm sorry. I usually get my Seinfeld quotes properly out there, but that one I did not. They used to be like a marshmallow cake. Oh, man. That one I'd literally like eat the entire thing in one sitting. But I haven't had it in forever. I still don't know if it's made. The internet's usually good about this. They'll let me know. But I think it was called a marshmallow cake. It had, it was obviously chocolate cake with vanilla icing on it. Enemans. Delicious. I can't tell you the last time I had it. And I also like the donuts from Enemans where they had this, like, the little, ooh, I don't even know how to describe them, but they were like little, like, things on top of it. I know, very descriptive. Very little things on top of it. And I think the donut color was perhaps brown, maybe. Well, the donuts really from Enemans, because I like the glazed ones, too, and the chocolate ones. So really, I'm a big Enemans guy, is what we've learned here. But I haven't had Enemans in, honestly, forever. Where was I with all this? Oh, yes. So there's a pie here, and the Yankee offense only needs to eat a little slither of the pie, where the pitching staff can eat a big portion of the cake, a big portion of the pie. They can carry this team home. They are the workhorses. Because let's be honest. I think if you believe that Stanton and Judge are going to walk through that door and put the capes on, you're fooling yourself. That's pie in the sky. It's unrealistic expectations. Stanton has been out since the first round of the playoffs. Basketball playoffs. The parade was practically 2 months ago for the Knicks. Judge has been out since early June. Neither one of them are spring chickens. You miss that amount of time, like these two guys have missed this year, they're not going to get a lot under their belt going into October. And who knows, even if, like, the idea that Aaron Judge, like I said, is going to come back and he's going to be 100%. Is he going to be able to play the outfield? None of us know. It's such a wild card. I think banking on Judge being peak Judge is probably fool's gold. Now, Garcia, which is going to be, listen, the Luis Garcia Jr., if we could take a step back here, and Cashman did not have a complete trade deadline. He should have got a professional catcher. That's well documented. I think they should have got Luis Arraez. There's a lot of things that Cashman could have done more to help this team. But this Luis Garcia Jr., and you got him under control for next year, and then who knows, you can sign him for a long-term deal. He's only in his mid to late 20s at this point. That feels like a steal right now. A steal. He's got such a live bat, and he's going to be a big part of this offense, I think, for years and years to come. Like, I think it's sustainable, the career year he's having. I mean, just, it's eyeball test with guys. And when you see him play baseball, and you hear the sound of the ball off the bat, and just, you, every ball he hits is basically hard. That was a steal. But it's going to be guys like Garcia and Ben Rice, who has had a miserable second half. I mean, really, ever since the home run derby, Ben Rice has been awful. Now, it's probably the universe correcting itself a little bit because he was so awesome in the first half. But Ben Rice is going to have to wake up. There are certain guys, there are certain pillars that you need more from. And then taking a page out of what the Dodgers do, because they, oh, you know who gets the headlines, Ohtani and Freeman and Betts, but it's the margins. It's the Kike Hernandezes. It's the Tommy Edmonds. It's the role players that step up, the margins that make the Dodgers two-time defending champs. So it's going to come down to a complete Yankee lineup. Like, everybody's got to pitch in. You can't just have Aaron Judge walk through that door and say, Aaron, please save us. We've been down this road before. That's too much to put on his plate, or really anybody's plate, one hitter. And the Yankees have built their roster around where, oh, if Aaron Judge is hurt, we can't score runs. But even when Aaron Judge comes back, assuming he does this year, he's only one guy. The rest of this team has to be able to deliver offensively. But my biggest takeaway from, and I've been thinking about this really all day because I hear it, as you know. I always have my ear to the ground. I always have boots on the ground, whether it's social media, whether it's radio station, whatever the case may be. Walking the streets aimlessly. I hear often, or too often, from baseball fans, this is over, that's over, this team is not going to be able to, and we're talking, and listen, if a team is like so dead and buried, I can understand where maybe you bring the shovel out, but even then. And I think the eyeball test and the vibes, too. Like, if a team just looks dead, they can't do anything, I understand that maybe, hey, write them off. But even then, do it at your own caution. Because baseball has just turned into a sport where teams can get off to a bad start, turn it around. I just brought up the Tigers. They're now 2.5 games back. They traded Skubal. They were in last place not too long ago. The Astros got off to a miserable start to this season. Now they're in first place. The Red Sox got off to a miserable start. Look where they are. Philly got off to a miserable start. Look where they are. Everybody wanted to say the Dodgers were going to win again, and then they basically haven't won a game since that happened, since the trade deadline. Baseball is a funny sport. And as hot as Tampa is, and last I checked, they were beating the former Oakland, current Sacramento, future Vegas A's. But even if Tampa wins again tonight, they're not going to run the table. They're going to slip a little bit. And that's where the Yankees could take advantage. In 1 week, things can completely change. You can go from 6 games out to first place in 1 week. Now, things got to break your way. You got to win. The other team's got to lose. You got to get hot. They got to get cold. But it's absolutely in the cards for that to happen.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. So neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.